This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jay Dyer is about to take over. It's the final segment that I'm going to be hosting. And I'm going to go ahead and just call it right now. And I love this crew. They're the best. Whoever wants to come in and help me this weekend, come in. I'd like to just do it live, if we could, at, say, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., 3 hours live, commercial-free, to take phone calls and talk about everything that's happening. Now, I always go off my deep research and then gauging thousands and data points, and my subconscious actually comes up with an analysis that's extremely deep and calculated with all my ancestors, all my archetypal memories, all my real-world experiences. My subconscious mind is probably 1,000 times more powerful than my conscious mind, that I know what they're going to do. So that's how it seems like I can predict the future, not just go off the documents they put out and their operations, but I a lot of times know what they're going to do before they've even decided what move they're going to make, because I totally immerse myself in this. And then I finally go with my gut in the last prime computation analysis. So that's why I said a year and a half ago, the virus itself is not deadly, except if you obviously are debilitated. We knew that from the science. But once it goes into the body, the literature and the science shows, because it's an artificial virus, it's going to replicate a bunch of really deadly viruses that are released, and that's now admitted. And then they will turn down the PCR test once the vaccine starts so that everybody isn't showing that they're false positive, because they really are positive. Then once they start getting sick and once the viruses start mutating and shedding, they've already tested them in illegal human trials in China and animal trials, then it will cause massive death in the fall and in the winter when people aren't getting sun to be able to basically defeat it inside their bodies. And a lot of other data points go into that. And of course we knew they would never get rid of the lockdown. I said they'll take it off for a few months, bring it right back. Because the whole point is a permanent lockdown. Look at Cuba. And, of course, now they're announcing the lockdown. Now they're saying, well, maybe it'll be permanent. Maybe it'll be where they're always just pushing more, 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 because they need to get a dystopia where you're locked up. You're happy to even get outside your house once a month, because then you've got to accept when we're exterminating. When I say we, we'll be joining the globalists. We'll all kind of know they're wiping out Africa and Latin America and Asia. Just hoping we don't die and taking whatever shots they want, do whatever they say. And then once it gets into that real dystopia in a few years, then they'll be able to give us whatever, quote, vaccine they want when they want. They'll have tailored vaccines to take out this group, not take out that group. So the name of the game is absolute power, absolute control. And so, of course, new lockdowns were coming. Of course they were going to say the vaccine didn't work. Of course they were going to bring the mask back. But they have to let you say, oh, for a few months they're not there, so you always have false hope, believing that this abuse is only seasonal, believing that it comes and it goes, or that it's reasonable. Instead of, if you look at it in the aggregate, oh, you guys give me a shot, please. It starts like this a year and a half ago. They tighten up like this. They release a little bit. Then they tighten up more the next year. They release a little bit more. But by the time you're 2, 3, 4 years into this, you're down to this. And your phone says when you can leave your house. Your phone says when you can eat at the store. And it's carbon credits. And they've said, oh, this is carbon credits. This is for the earth. Your phone's going to be a national global ID. It'll tell you where you go, what food you get. All of it's being taught to school children for a decade in Europe and the UK. That their smartphone says where they go, where they work. They get meat once a year. Nobody gets a car. You can travel outside your town 3 times in your lifetime. And this is all just the training for the public now, that each time you give up your rights, we take off some pressure. Give up your rights, we take off some pressure. Give up your rights, we take off some pressure. Until now you have this tiny little bit, this tiny little piece of freedom, and you'll battle and debate and do anything for that when it's not freedom. By successful approximation, you've been brought into total, absolute slavery and degradation. And that's where we are. And so it's one thing to get into the first leg of the trap, but you notice in Australia and the UK and Europe, they put up with it. So now they're saying that it's never going to end. They're already telling them there it's never going to end. And it just gets worse and worse and worse the more you submit. And so now they're getting ready to squeeze us again. Jade Hour's coming up. I'm introducing back in 60 seconds. FreeWorldNews.tv. FreeWorldNews.tv. Are you going to roll over and give up? Or are you going to fight back? I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product. Jay Dyer's taking over for the hour, and if I've seemed really angry this week and frustrated, it's because I am. And it's not that I feel guilty that I'm not doing enough. I feel really desperate because I've learned over the years that studying globalists, studying the world, and knowing how everything operates, you get a feel of how they operate, what they're going to do next. They're hunting us. And when we build up resistance, we organize, they back off. As soon as we go back to sleep, they advance. And they launched their attack. It's not going as well as they wanted, but now that they're committed, they're not going to back off. And I just don't know if the public is really ready to understand the full magnitude of this evil. Plus, you know, we showed you how in England they show folks dying of COVID that can't breathe and saying, everyone in the hospital, please take it. And we went and found the fact that it was an actor and it was a staged event. Nobody's going to get in trouble for that. And so that's another problem with all of this is they just get away with bloody murder. It's like Australia got caught shooting up kids in public school, not telling parents. Total violation of Nuremberg Code, totally illegal. And the health minister said, just get over it. So this is the institutions, the corporations, and people that go along with them bum-rushing us, organizing their will, exercising their will. It is rape. And I don't like being raped. I don't enjoy being attacked. I've never been physically, sexually raped, but I've been held down by four or five teenagers that were 16, 17 when I was 10 years old and, you know, knocked one of my teeth out, gave me double black eyes and broke my nose. And I tell you, I came back and found them over the next few years and beat their brains out with bricks. One of them's a vegetable today. Like, I think he died a few years ago. And I'm not even proud of that. But the point is, I beat their brains out. I knocked their teeth out. And I'm not going to sit there and take these people sitting on top of me for no reason and knocking my teeth out and giving me black eyes. So how do we politically and culturally go on the offense without physically doing it so they can become victims and use the media against us? How do we expose that they're assaulting us and covering up cures for COVID-19 and suppressing where it came from and that they're criminals and that they're suppressing all the doctors that are warning people? That's my question to everybody, ladies and gentlemen, is how much of this are we going to put up with? Because it only gets worse implying from this point out. They're clearly going to false flag the strike teams, the contact tracers, so they can then send law enforcement with them next. You can see the trap is set up, so don't hurt these idiots that are getting $12 an hour coming to your house. The point is, though, how do we push back when they're violently coming at us with a deadly shot that's killed so many people and big tech and the media suppress victims of it and aid and abet in the death? What do we do? I think you go to Psaki's house in Bullhorner. I think you go to the White House. I think we do it. I think we get aggressive to the point of civil disobedience, like Martin Luther King would do, because this is bull. And this is wrong, and this is an attack. Jay Dyer, you got a lot to cover this hour, but just briefly, let me ask your opinion. This is really escalating. We knew it would. The new lockdowns are being announced. It's coming here. The mask going back on. Oh, the vaccine didn't work. What's going to happen to all the leftist sheep that already took the poison vaccine. A lot of them got really ill or died. Now being told, oh, none of that works. Take another one. Take another one. I mean, really, the system looks like it's trying to destroy itself. Why do they seem like, why does Biden and the New World Order seem like a gun to their head? Why is Klaus Schwab ever pressing forward, even though he and Bill Gates are some of the most hated men in history?
Because they have to. They're impelled by something else, another force, another entity that even they may not even be aware of. They may not even believe in higher level powers that, you know, can influence human affairs. But we know that they are. So, you know, the Bible again gives us a spiritual insight into the big picture, into what's really going on. And so they are basically puppets. And so they see themselves as puppet masters, but they're actually puppets themselves of a larger spiritual power. And so they can't control themselves. It's a kind of a locking yourself into kind of participating in a demonic energy. And when you do that, you're a slave. You're a slave to someone else. So these people are actually the slaves, and they're impelled to enslave everyone else. That's all they know. So
that is beautifully and purposely, perfectly said. So take me. I'm enraged right now, not with demonic hatred, but with a will to survive. I feel like I'm being suffocated. I'm being assaulted. I'm being raped. I feel compelled. I love how you're able to be calm. Is it bad that I feel burning hatred for these people?
No, that's righteous anger, right? I mean, David talked about having righteous anger, you know, be angry and sin not, right? So, yeah, I mean, it's the natural reaction. It's a man's reaction. It's the reaction of somebody who has a fighting spirit left, right? Remember, Charles Garland Darwin said that they would try to breed out of everyone that animalistic drive to survive. And so a big part of this is getting people to be feminized, getting them to be effeminate, getting them to be, you know, soy men who don't have any will to survive or to fight back and to just sort of surrender to the chemical assault, the biological warfare assault. And that's what I'm going to talk about today is Tavistock Institute and how they really laid out all the plans of the modern world and where we are today.
It really is incredible how it's all out in the open now. Like the men's choir in San Francisco saying, we want to have your kids, we're going to corrupt them, and it turns out a bunch of them are convicted child rapists. I mean, they're just out in the open now.
Yeah, every time I think of that song, that stupid song gets in my head, and even though I mock that song all the time, my wife gets it in her head. She's like, please stop singing that horrible song. Like, I can't, it's so bad that it's in my head, but no, it is. I don't mean to make light of that. It is an assault. This is what we get, right, when society collapses. I think one thing that you pointed out that helped me understand this really well is that if you look at this from the standpoint of a coordinated foreign operation to take down a country, it all makes sense, right? If people don't understand that it's a foreign attack, an assault from all angles, from every area of society.
And then you realize it's not a foreign human attack, it's an alien attack. I mean, you can say whatever you want intellectually about it, but it is like an off-world attack, or what would you call it?
Yeah, but it's also, like you pointed out, foreign entities and power structures in the sense of China, other countries that
are
done these things. Yeah, to bring, once you understand it's to bring down the country, it all makes sense. You know, Tavistock put out a thing a long time ago saying that they would try to engineer the world into rejecting anything that wasn't global government, anything that was nation state, anything that was nationalism. That would all be wiped away. And that's why they worked with the Frankfurt School, right, to do that very type of thing, to get rid of the idea of a father figure. So a lot of what you're seeing in terms of the cultural attack, the degeneracy, why, that's an attack on the idea of a father, of a patriarch. And by doing that, they're attacking the archetype of God the Father or masculine patriarchal authority. And they even say this on purpose. They'll even say, a lot of the feminists have even said, our goal is to attack patriarchy because ultimately it's an attack on the idea of God. And so when we promote the goddess and all this stuff, that's just an inversion, right, to bring in this new age, this new order. And what people don't understand is the new aeon, this new age, it's an engineered technocrat thing. It's all in every one of the Tavistock documents, every one of the Rand Corporation documents, all these big think tanks just put it all in their papers. Did you see the Ministry of Defense document that just came out?
Talk about that when you come back. I meant to ask you about that. And so that's why General Milley's woke. That's why he says white people are bad. That's a weapon system to degrade us and make us hate each other and collapse us.
Yeah, exactly. That document is about the coming technocratic revolution, right? And so we know Klaus talks about the fourth industrial revolution, and he's saying that the society that we have now is still the remnants of the old industrial revolution. It's all got to go away. How do you do that? Well, you bring in controlled chaos. You destroy the existing society structure, the economic system, all of it is collapsed intentionally so that the phoenix can rise from the ashes. Right? That's the esoteric alchemical idea. That's why they believe that it is literally a
new... You're going to take over and cover the British Ministry of Defense document that I'm glad you mentioned because I forgot about that even though it just came out. But just briefly, let me ask this question and come back and cover this. They needed to not have us aware to carry this out. I don't see how, with it is so exposed, even though they've got the money and the power... I don't see how they ever complete it, because how does out of the collapse bring in their horrible system when people will know they collapse things to bring in this system? People are going to oppose them now more than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you see the videos of the protests in the other countries, how big it was, and the media won't cover it?
Yes, you're going to cover that. Jay Dyer's going to cover it right now. Give me his website, books, and more. He's a great author and a great researcher. Thanks for having him on this Friday. And then The War Room, 3 p.m. Central, Owen Schroyer. And then I'm coming back in tomorrow. I'm going live, 1 p.m. tomorrow. 1 p.m. tomorrow, then the Sunday show, 4 p.m.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Jay's now on the line.
Like, vaccinate.
Just kidding. I'm not going to say that. Don't get that in your head. I want to talk about the Tavistock Institute. Now, a lot of people may not know what this is. They may have heard of it. And the reason we're going to talk about it is that it's one of the entities that shaped the modern world and prepared us for the technocracy that's coming into existence now. The origins of the Tavistock Institute in the United Kingdom is that it's an institute that originally was a clinic set up to study shell shock. And they're actually the ones who named shell shock. So soldiers were coming back from World War One, and they noticed that they had these tendencies, right, to shake, and they would have these sort of breakdowns. And so they had this whole institute that they set up. Yes, under the guise, oh, we're going to help people. Oh, we're going to help the soldiers. Now, of course, we know that they weren't interested in helping the soldiers. The British Empire had a philosophy of Malthusianism and depopulation for a long time, all the way back to Malthus. So what were they really doing in terms of this clinic? Well, they were studying the inner mind in terms of its relationships, its schema, its worldview. They wanted to master the domain of the mind. And so a lot of famous figures that you've probably heard of, like Sigmund Freud, Carl Jung, would all have a connection eventually to the Tavistock Institute, have work done through the Tavistock Institute, and even people that you may not know about that were actual MKUltra doctors, as we'll see here in a moment. But one thing that really transitioned the Tavistock Institute out of just a wartime clinic into something related to social engineering and psychological warfare was the grant that they got, a significant grant from the Rockefeller Foundation back in the 40s. And so this transitioned them into a tool for social engineering. A lot of people may not know that the discipline of sociology itself was basically set up at the University of Chicago as a research hub for by Rockefeller money. The University of Chicago is a Rockefeller institution. And so some of the entities that would be connected to the Tavistock Institute include Stanford Research. We know about Stanford Research. They did all the SRI, Stargate, stuff that you see with Ministry of Goats, all that kind of stuff. The Stanford Research Institute will also be involved in white papers that would pioneer the idea, through Tavistock, by the way, of promoting vegetarianism, veganism, and plant-based diets. And they planned that back in the 70s. So what you're seeing rolled out now, right, when you saw Jay-Z and Beyonce talk about how, oh, we're going vegan, and the Economist saying last year, oh, this is the decade of the vegan, or the year of the vegan, or that's all from these people. That was all designed decades ago in think tanks. So what I'm trying to illustrate to you is that culture is largely created. I'm not saying everything in culture is created by think tanks and social engineers, but a lot of it is. And if something does spring up as an organic cultural development that then gets popular, it will be co-opted, right? You can think of something like rap music. Rap music had an organic development, and then eventually it came out, right? MTV executives, you can find mainstream news stories about this, said, let's co-opt this and turn it into a tool for social engineering. And that's exactly what happened. And by the way, since the 1960s, most of the music and trends of pop culture have been either created or steered by these entities, including the whole 60s counterculture movement in terms of the music, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, all that. And there is a connection, loosely speaking at least, of Beatles and Rolling Stone music to Tavistock. I'm not saying that the Tavistock Institute literally created all the music, but that they pioneered ideas like promoting and testing out different trends. Some people have even speculated that electronica, rave music, techno might have even kind of been a trend that Tavistock thought created. But what we do know is that Stanford Research, MIT, RAND Corporation, Institute for Social Research from the University of Michigan, which was part of the MKUltra projects, the Wharton School of Business, the University of Pennsylvania, Harvard Business School also, which were connected to MKUltra, London School of Economics, the National Training Laboratories, Hudson Institute, Esalen Institute, that's the hub in Big Sur of the entire New Age movement, right? Funded by, again, the same entities, connected to all of these same entities. The National Institute for Mental Health, National Institute for Drug Abuse, Office of Naval Research, so Naval Intelligence involved in this, Foundation for Development Alternatives, Executive Conference Center, Age of Aquarius Graduate School. So now we're supposed to see, oh, wait a minute, so they're actually doing this New Age stuff. Yes, the New Age movement, part of Esalen Institute, pioneered by not a bunch of hippies tripping acid, but no, pioneered by social engineering think tanks, people that create the white papers, the same people who write things like the SPARS document, who write things like Operation Lockstep, who write this UK augmentation of humans document that we're going to be looking at here in a minute as well, because you'll see how that ties in perfectly with what Tavistock planned in the 20th century. So all of these are just a few of the entities that had a direct connection and worked with the Tavistock Institute for Human Engineering is what we could really call it, right? Now, what are some of the things that Tavistock kind of birthed and came up with that we probably all know about now? Well, the idea of austerity, the idea that humans are a scourge on the surface of Mother Earth, of Gaia, and the need to live austerely was something that Tavistock promoted. And in fact, after that, they had done studies on the promotion of luxurious living, overabundance, right? They then said, now we can test out the promotion of living austerely. So where do we see this? Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of the millennials and younger, their whole ethos is not to own property, not to have assets, but rather to have tiny houses, tiny living, to live in a van. Live in a van down by the river, literally. Living in a van down by the river. And then when we come to things like corporate groupthink, that's a real thing. Training employees to think in a corporate setting, in a group, and not to think individually. That was something pioneered by the Tavistock Institute from John Rees and Kurt Lewin, two of the early founders of Tavistock. And you might be familiar with Kurt Lewin because he was also one of the key early founders of the MKUltra program. So again, notice the overlap, MKUltra, Tavistock Institute. It's consistent and it's constantly there. In fact, back, as I said, back in the 70s, Tavistock via Rees and Lewin came up with the idea of brainwashing people through techniques to get them to accept veganism. And not only did they, again, you have to understand that it's not just an institute dealing with controlling society and social engineering. This is an institute that studied intimately wartime psychological warfare. So what they wanted to do was take all the techniques and principles that they'd learned in wartime about manipulating the enemy, manipulating the troops. In fact, it's the troops themselves, your own troops, that are the most important to brainwash and mind control. Even more so than the enemy, right? Because if you lose control of your troops, well, they might defect to the enemy. You might lose. So the troops, right, underwent things that were pioneered by Tavistock, such as team leaders. The idea of corporate settings and having a team leader, that was all invented by Tavistock. And one thing that team leaders in a corporate setting had to do was figure out how to weed out people that thought independently. And to do that, you had to engage in different psychological motivations and tricks to get people to engage in groupthink, to submit their will to the collective and to the group. So they pioneered all kinds of...
So, We have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2 plus billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle, to take it under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Social media platforms that you can while I'm still there, Jay Dyer. You can also follow me over on Rockfin, which is a great free speech-based platform. Now, I was talking about the plans and strategies that people from the Tavistock Institute, like Reason Lewin, had come up with. And one of those plans was a step-by-step model of how to engage in social and societal collapse and breakdown.
And this follows a very patterned, organized process. The first step is to break down the existing constitutional governmental structures. Military and police should be forced to reorganize for civil action, like we see in the U.S. In other words, creating a whole domestic force, right, a separate kind of alternate force run by the federal government to police, right, because you have to bypass local governments and police that might be, you know, more amenable to people that they grew up with, right? So you got to have this outside federal force, and by doing this through infiltrating local governments, you could thereby surpass this, you know, tendency to favor your neighbors and whatnot. The next thing that they talked about in their strategy was creating community groups, right? Change agents at a community level, and this could be done through the groupthink techniques that we talked about, just sort of bullying and sort of, you know, trying to psychologically manipulate people, gaslight them into joining these groupthinks. And then eventually you could have an ability to trigger spontaneous uprisings and even regime changes. And they're speaking here of taking that regime change model of overthrowing governments that we know that intelligence agencies have been so good at doing for so many years and applying that at a local level, right? So, again, when you see the way that this is all set up in terms of the change agents, remember when Obama was always talking about change agents, when he was always talking about changing everything even at the local level, that's not something that a bunch of just dumb commies people came up with. That was stuff that was pioneered by psychological warfare experts and scientific strategists at the Tavistock Institute. And one of the amazing things that they talk about is the idea of creating I'm not joking, it's the principles that are used in fascist governments, right? Because they actually liked the idea of the top-down control model, but they knew that nobody would buy into that post-World War II. So how do you get people to accept this top-down, total control, you know, big brother type of model, but at the same time, give it the appearance of liberalism and democracy? And so they pioneered this idea of fascism with a democratic face. That's literally a Tavistock Institute idea. And so one thing they did was engage in large-scale psychological warfare studies in different areas of social, of society, and learn everything they could about the mind of man, right? Even to the point of one of the darkest aspects of a program that was connected to MKUltra known as the Phoenix Program. So one of the things a lot of what they learned in the Phoenix Program was that really extreme things that occurred to the troops in Vietnam, which could actually trigger mania, dissociation, and breakdown. And so the studies where they did a lot of research into MPD, DID, dissociation were then applied to mass media using trauma-based mind control through things like 24/7 broadcasting of wars, right? Constant warfare. Look, let's watch CNN, you know, do this whole 24/7 broadcast of a desert storm. That was literally a psychological warfare technique, like the broadcasting of stories about Manson constantly when the Manson, that was all literally done on purpose. It's part of psychological warfare. So it's the Phoenix Program writ large. Another thing that they came up with was that by doing this, they could institute a kind of public mania. So amazingly, they literally said that the mass media had the ability to induce mania from these psychological warfare studies in terms of MKUltra on a mass scale in the population. They even studied things like programming through subliminals, using all kinds of techniques. We know about nowadays about things like nudging, right? We know that Harvard, right? Didn't they just recently, or was it Harvard or Yale, recently put out a thing about how we're going to have to socially engineer, we're going to use psychological warfare to trick people into going and getting their stabbies and being good global citizens. Another thing that they talked about was it was central and absolutely necessary to gain control of all local governments and local communities, and they would do this via the creation of new identities and identity politics. So all of the identity politics stuff, and at this time they were really talking about feminism and women's issues. This was back in the 40s and 50s. At that time it was, no, we're going to have to divide society along political, racial, sexual, linguistic, national, church, religious, and age group backgrounds. That was actually invented by Tavistock. And they said by really pushing this, they could eventually create and fracture society into a bunch of niche groups, and that this would induce in society clinical psychosis. They would also have to engage in techniques of brainwashing to promote feminism and get everybody on this program of accepting globalism and internationalism. A key component would be to convince mankind that he was guilty by merely existing, right? Carbon, you're hurting the air, hurting the earth. Remember the hole in the ozone? What happened to the hole? You know, that was like a big deal in the 80s. I remember watching movies and they would talk about the ozone. Oh, we're all going to get burnt. And that, they forgot about that. They just rebrand this stuff, right? So it's public relations. They rebrand it. But what they continue to talk about is austerity, right? We're going to have to convince people to live austerely, and we'll even use religious ideas. Oh, bro, you got to be like Jesus, man. Like Jesus didn't own anything. And so they would use religion, religious ideas, taking things out of context, taking scripture out of context to try to convince people that you have to and need to be poor. Meanwhile, all the people who promote this are zillionaires, multiple palaces, yachts, you know, everything you could think of, even to the point where they would promote labor that would be demeaning, right? Cubicle labor and work that is demeaning and breaks down the individual's notion of identity. So all of that was pioneered by the Tavistock Institute, and that was done in concert with CIA research and money that was interested also in taking this research and applying it to things that they were doing and studying. And so that's where the team leaders, the fake competition, even things like employee of the month, right? The board on the wall or the employee of the month, that's all Tavistock stuff. And all that is to get you to, right, become a corporate slave. I'm not trying to say that all businesses are evil or everything about a corporate structure is bad. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that they took this stuff and weaponized it. That's all I'm saying. And so they were intimately connected to the notions of mind control, and this is where they got connected and hooked up with what's called the Frankfurt School. If you don't know what the Frankfurt School is a group of Marxists who disagreed with Eastern Bloc Marxism. So they didn't like Sovietism. They didn't like Stalinism. They were another branch of Marxists in Europe who wanted to, what they saw was to preserve what they saw as the original classical Marxism. And from their perspective, the Frankfurt School Marxists said, well, real Marxism is just constant critique and critique of the critique, what they call culture critique. And so if you saw earlier, right, it was Horkheimer and Adorno's book, Dialectic of the Enlightenment. That book was about, right, critiquing and pointing out what is deceptive and a lie in culture as part of the social construct of the patriarchal male, right? Things like social justice warriors, that's a creation of the Frankfurt School Marxists. They came up with this idea of the social justice warrior and controlling society through getting people to buy into this phony notion of social justice. It was invented by Frankfurt School theorists working with Tavistock. It's a total creation. It's not even a real thing, right? But it's a way to harness the energy of the youth, like the Maoist youth, right? To harness that energy to believe that you're fighting for some great noble cause when you're just a tool and a dupe of the think tanks and the foundations. That's it. You're an idiot. When we come back, we'll look into more of their plans.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We were talking about the Tavistock Institute and the different plans and strategies that they pioneered together with entities like the Frankfurt School. And I would remind people that if you don't know, I think it was Foreign Affairs actually put out a really good article a few years ago based on a book pointing out that it was the OSS that brought the Frankfurt School to America to help the OSS and CIA understand the idea of, quote, fascism and how to deconstruct Western civilization to understand it's a patriarchal fascist society inherently. Now, again, the irony is that the same people are wanting to use the strategies of so-called fascism and put it under a nice liberal democratic face. That's what you see today, right? When you see the top generals, when you see the top people in government up there acting like the heads of the tech companies, like they care about, minorities and that they're so woke. That is a psychological warfare Tavistock strategy. It's fascism with a democratic liberal face. That's actually a idea that Tavistock came up with, to just cloak it under the mask of liberalism. And it works tremendously. People believe it. They buy into it. They think these people are champions of them, that they're champions of the people, that they're liberals, as they sit there and say, you got to hold tight. Right. And that's their argument, right, of the stupidity of the double thing, that if I can sit there and tell you to your face that I'm ready to kill you, you need to die, but I also love you and care about you, right? If you believe that, if you're that dumb, right, it's like the confidence game, right? It's like that that novel, right, Confidence Man, right? It's which is a novel about the double, right, who is on this steamboat, right? Isn't it a Mark Twain? I'm going from memory here. It's many, many years ago when I was in grad school reading English literature, and you've got this confidence. The devil is on a steamboat, right? He's basically lying and deceiving people and seeing who buys into it, right? And if you buy into it, well, then you fell for it and you kind of deserve it. Now, I'm not saying that that's the case, that people deserve it, but at a certain level, right, in God's providence and in divine judgment, yeah, he does give people over to delusion, give people over to deception. Paul writes about that in 2 Thessalonians, right, the time of great spiritual delusion where people are just given over to being duped because they wanted to be duped. And so that's the kind of thing that we're seeing play out before our eyes. Now, I was mentioning some of the promotion of austerity. Other things that they came up with was the idea of zero growth, that we can't have any notion of growth of population, of the economy, surplus, right? All of that has to be done away with. And to move society away from a production-based economy to a tiny living austerity-based economy. And in fact, they pioneered and succeeded in doing a lot of this by taking over labor unions. So I'm not saying that labor unions are themselves good or bad. I mean, I'm sure there's good and bad involved in the history of labor unions. I know they've had a long-time connection to socialism and Marxism. They've been tied to the mafia, organized crime. I'm just pointing out that in the history of labor unions, they were eventually bought off by the Rockefeller Institute, and that they bought all of the world's labor unions off. And how did they do that? Well, they used strategies, techniques, and tactics of the Tavistock Institute. Some other things that Tavistock were involved in that you might be surprised to know was that they would hire a lot of people out of both psychology, the fields of psychology, as well as people coming out of intelligence and the OSS. So just like in the U.S., a lot of the OSS people, the wartime intelligence networks that were the precursor to the CIA, they went into being the heads of the major broadcasting companies, right? CBS, right? These big broadcasting companies originally were headed by members of wartime intelligence. And all they did was take all of that psychological warfare information data and apply it to what they had learned in war to the mass psychosis, and literally to induce mass psychosis. I was mentioning earlier that the notion of social justice warriors was made up by the Tavistock Institute, particularly through the Frankfurt School guy, Herbert Marcuse. Marcuse is really the guy who pioneered the invention of the social justice warrior. Now, before we close out here, I wanted to get to towards the end of the Daniel Esselin book that we were talking about here. He wrote a book on Tavistock that really details its history and all of its origins and connections. He's a journalist that wrote on this, as well as Bilderberg. One thing that the book ends with is the connection between Tavistock and the promotion of technocracy. And so at the end of the book, there's the plans and promotion of human engineering and transhumanism. So they would actually talk about using things like H.G. Wells' science fiction to promote the idea of transhumanism via decades and decades of science fiction. We know Hollywood has played a big role in that. And now they don't really need to promote it. I mean, they still do. Like, all of the TV shows are about, you know, transhumanism and everybody having chips and being modified and turning into robots and all this, downloading your consciousness into the cloud. That's literally what all the sci-fi shows are now, is just propaganda for this stuff. Now, one of the documents that came out that just totally proves this, right? That's a complete confirmation that this is not a conspiracy. And I mean, there's a lot of documents that have already proved it, but they've just put out the Ministry of Defense in concert with the German Ministry of Defense, Human Augmentation, the Dawn of a New Paradigm, Strategic Implications Project. And what this document talks about is that there's a radical technological change that's coming to all areas of life. It's the very thing that Klaus Schwab talked about. And that means that you will no longer be the human. You will become a new type of being. We will invade your biology. You will become the synthetic being. That's literally what he says. He says, we're not going to just give you a chip or a wearable. He says, those were just conditioning phases to get you conditioned to take not just the chip, but now the alteration of your own mRNA. Your own genetic code will now be altered. And if you look at the cover of the document, it actually shows that. It shows the man transitioning over to being a bot and his DNA being changed and the alteration of his genetic code. The document talks about that human augmentation is really about control. It's not about giving you freedom. It's not making you into a robot who can fly out throughout the universe, right? Like some kind of space chariot so that you can blow up planets and have, you know, VR space porn, you know, fantasies come true. No, this is a plan that DARPA played a big role in terms of perfecting biometrics and invasive technologies. That's what Klaus is actually talking about, right? Getting you from the wearable to the chip to the actual alteration of your genetic code. And he calls it, accurately, as the document calls it, synthetic biology. Transitioning man from an organic life form to a silicon-based life form. There's a X-File, in fact. It's either the X-File that's about that's called ICE or the one that's called FIRE. I forget which one. Or maybe both of them. They actually talk about synthetic silicon-based life forms. So just like we saw the other day, right, that old X-File episode where Scully's laying there and she's been infected with this RNA rewriting code that the smoking man and the syndicate had come up with. Well, there's other episodes in season one that also talk about synthetic life forms, synthetic biology. And in my estimation, that's probably existed for a long time. But now what they're doing is rolling this out as part of a big project, a big experiment to see what happens. In fact, the document describes human beings as platforms to be transmitters, receivers, and emitters of information and signals. Right. I just talked the other day about Michael Aquino's document, Mind War, Psy War. If you read the Mind War, Psy War document, a famous document about the Army's psychological warfare doctrine, at the bottom of that, who's a famous Satanist, by the way, just passed away a couple years ago. At the bottom of that document, it talks about using humans as antennae. Humans are antennae to emit and transmit signals and receive them and to alter man, to make him into a living antenna. You're basically going to be a walking modem so that you receive what they transmit. That's the goal. That's the plan. And they talk about it being an operating system that they will hack and hijack. So your body is like a human biocomputer. Remember the MKUltra freak, Dr. John C. Lilly, who had a fetish for dolphins, who put mind-controlled chips in the brains of dolphins. John C. Lilly said that the human body is a biocomputer that we can program. And that's what he was doing in terms of MKUltra. He literally was one of the first people to pioneer the research on chips in the brains of monkeys. And so these aren't dumb hippies. These are people who are vicious psychological warfare experts. This document says that combat will be transhuman in the future, and they're going to need a world army and a world police force. That's what's coming. And the nanotech is real. It's all about turning you into a human living brain-computer interface. And that's what this document talks about. So here you have it. Admit it. It's public. Everybody should know this now. That's really what's going on. This is Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. Be sure and support Alex by...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.